Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks for listening to DIY for Business. It's Russ and Greg with you. Greg, how's it going?
It's going great. We got a plus one today.
We do. We also have Bridgie with us. Hey, Bridgie.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the thing. This isn't a shortcut in doing a DIY episode because, you know, I mean, we do need a couple of in the can at this point, but we got to set up some more interviews because summer gets a little bit crazy for doing interviews. But I was listening to the latest episode of your podcast with Greg, who over on that podcast is Uncle Greg, and we've talked about this on the show before, but I was listening to it and I'm like, oh my god, this, there's so much like good business like knowledge thrown into this pickleball episode that it's like amazing. So do you guys want to tell people listening like what they're about to hear?
Sure. Yeah. So this is like the ultimate crossover. Like I'm sure Uncle Greg is so happy because he's got the best of both worlds, business, pickleball. It's like, what more can we throw in to make him happy? Maybe food?
Yeah.
Food. But this company coming on is ran by two women who are very talented. They've started a business called Twisted Pickle, and it's a consulting firm for purely pickleball businesses.
Yeah, it is so much fun when I get to talk on the Third Shot podcast, right? A little plug, shameless plug for exactly. The name of the show. When we get to talk to business owners, because all of the experience and the background that I have with you, Russ, doing this show, I get to use and I ask business questions, and they're probably totally not expecting. They want to talk pickleball. They want to talk about their paddle and all the spec stuff like that. And I go, so what has it been like trying to start up your company? Right. Or trying to ask all these business questions.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm guessing no other podcast, pickleball podcast, is asking business questions. And this one like you said, really flowed. And it was a lot of business involved in it because that's what they do.
Yeah, well, I mean, as a you know, person who enjoys pickleball, but also, you know, the whole business thing, it's like, it was interesting listening to it. And it's, as I'm sitting there, full disclosure, I was, you know, barbecuing steaks while I was listening into the podcast.
Oh, there's the food. There's the food.
Yeah, there you go. I knew it would come in.
But yeah, so I was doing that and I'm listening in. I just wanted to keep jumping in with questions. I was like, oh, I want to, and I almost did a few times, but I'm like, I'm out in the backyard. My audio is going to sound like crap. So I didn't do it, but it was great because it was so much like, you know, down the business side of things, but also interesting to the pickleball people, you know? So like, it was such a great little crossover. And I like that you guys do that on the show. You'll have these different like groups of people, you'll focus on their thing. And it's not just all, I don't know, like there was some podcast I listened to where it just felt like, and this isn't a pickleball podcast, so I'm not slamming one of the other pickleball people, but I was listening to this podcast where they were interviewing, like, basically it sounded like the same interview every single time. Mm. You know, it was like, it's the same 10 questions or it's the same, you know, and whatever. And it's like with the Third Shot podcast, you never know what you're going to get. It's all like over the place, but it's all around that central topic of pickleball. Because you got to think that people are listening to that podcast. Well, they're also going to potentially be starting a business or they're thinking about starting a business. I know Greg's thinking about starting a pickleball business.
He's got like five, I think. Love
to do that. Exactly.
Maybe I should talk to the Twisted Pickle ladies to help me.
With, you exactly.
Know, get one of these ideas off the ground. Yeah, I think that Bridgie and I, you know, we kind of have an idea of some of the things that we want to learn about the guests. But what makes our show good is very spontaneous. Yeah. Like whatever is coming out of their mouths will lead us into kind of the next question, the next comment. A lot of times it's just conversation. It's not even us interviewing them. It's just like, hey, let's talk about what's going on in their lives, with our lives. You know, it's just fun. And that's what's neat about the whole pickleball community. It's like never seen anything like it. The community itself is just so inviting, so engaging. It's just people get along. All walks of life, they just all get along. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely like a very positive community. And Russ mentioned that we don't always ask the same questions, but there is one that I have that's a favorite that we ask quite often when it comes to pickleball businesses. And it's, how did you come up with this idea? Or how did you think to start this type of business? And it's just so interesting to hear, because I don't think there's been one repeat answer of why someone was starting their paddle company, a product, a facility. It's all been different, and they all have very unique situations on how they came about their idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. And the people that you're going to talk to today, I mean, essentially their idea is to help other people get their ideas done. You know?
Yeah.
I as soon as you guys started talking about the kitchen cabinet, which we'll hear about later, I was like, oh yeah, we got to get this on DIY. This has got to happen.
The cabinet.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah. You know, Bridgie said that she's got a go-to question. And I'm thinking about all the years that we've been doing DIY. And I'm thinking to myself, do I have a go-to question, or do you have a go-to question?
Hmm.
I don't know if we do.
I don't think so. You know, there's been a few random questions that I think of like in advance, like, oh, I'm going to ask this. And I should ask that every single time. And I always forget, because whenever we're doing this, we're so into the actual topic that, and you guys are into the, you know, like what you're doing. So it's like, it's just this whole conversational style. So it's fun. And you know, if you like listening to DIY, you're going to love listening to the Third Shot podcast as well. So what you should do, Greg, is why don't you do, you know, we'll send it over. I disappear, by the way. I'm only in the first segment of this other show. So it's two thirds less Russ over there, which could be a win as well. But I disappear. What's going to happen is you're going to see the whole screen change for those on YouTube, because, you know, we do this on YouTube over there as well. So everything crazy is going to happen.
Right.
Maybe I'll make a guest appearance, or maybe we'll do the like sort of a scratch and sniff podcast where you can smell the steak I'm cooking in the background. I don't know.
Well, I just want to know, like, which one third of Russ do we get?
You're stuck with this one, whatever this is.
That's the good one. I love it.
Okay. All right. All right. So tell us about what's going to be happening on the Third Shot / DIY for Business today. And also, why don't you plug the social media over there so people can follow that?
So that is, we will do that then. This is the ultimate mashup. We got the owners of Twisted Pickle, Ashley Blakely and Suzanne Griever, are going to be joining us. And they're going to tell us about a lot of different things about how their business has evolved and what they're doing for their clients. As Bridgie said, they're consultants for pickleball companies, and they do all different types of pickleball companies. So please stay tuned and check it out. And while you're in limbo, check out the social media for Third Shot Podcast, which is...
and then all of these things.
Yeah, all of these things.
Yeah, we weren't prepared for that one. But we are prepared for this. Let's head over to the episode.
We are so excited to have two of our favorite people coming back to the show. The owners of Twisted Pickle, Ashley Blakely and Suzanne Griever. Welcome back to the show, you two.
Yay, thank you for having us.
We're excited to be back.
Absolutely.
And Yeah, we are so excited to hear about everything that's happened since the last time we got to catch up on the podcast. But before we get into it, we're going to do a little toast to Twisted Pickle.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, friends.
I'm doing something a little different today.
Okay.
It's a really warm day, not as warm as where you're at in Texas, but it's a warm day here in California. So my dad, I'm drinking Jack Daniels. That is my dad's favorite drink of all time.
Nice.
And what he would do is he would do 3 ice cubes with his Jack Daniels. So since we're doing 3 shots a day, I'm doing 1 ice cube per shot glass with my Jack.
I like it.
Pay homage to wrap dad. That out, yep. So pops, this today's for you.
Nice. I like it. I just had a limoncello shot, so I'll be on the ground in about 10 minutes. So I'll see you soon.
You got to stay with us for 30.
Okay, I'm here for it. I can survive it.
So as Uncle mentioned, we have YouTube back on our show. It's been a little over a year. The first time was back in May of last year. So a year has passed by. Tell us all and tell us to the listeners how Twisted Pickle has evolved since the last time you were with us.
Yeah, Suzanne, take it away. I'll let you start it.
I was going to say, and then you can jump right in. So, I mean, it's been a fast and furious year for all of us. You know, it's like, that's why we appreciate coming back on, because we've been following you guys since you started the podcast, and it's fun to see the pickleball community grow together. And, you know, Twisted Pickle, really over the last year, we have just really entrenched ourselves in the pickleball community. And as we have done that, we've seen where there's other business needs that have been developing. And also Ashley and I are learning to work together, because, you know, while we've known each other for years, it was in, you know, the friend space and seeing each other at different things and then playing pickleball. And now, you know, here we have this company together. So it's been a year of, you know, being curious and being flexible and us really learning to work with each other and supporting each other. And now, you know, we've really focused in and have this business consulting company where we focus on pickleball companies, typically in their startup phases. And we use our combined, you know, years of experience that we have to really help these people launch successfully.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the beauty, to expand on what Suzanne has said, is as a business owner, you both know, you niche down, you pivot, you reassess. And I think Suzanne and I are always asking each other a couple of questions, which is, you know, how do we problem solve? How do we lessen these business owners' anxieties? And, you know, where can we be of assistance in different ways, and really almost becoming a resource center, which is one thing we were really passionate about in the beginning. And, you know, we've all talked about, the four of us together with pickleball, you know, needing to be siloed and organized and, you know, have some uniformity to it in all different phases of pickleball. It's been amazing for us to really hone our skills and put, you know, her 20 plus years and my 20 plus years together and really figure out the best suit that fits us and where we've really been able to be an asset to our clients.
You know, you said something that really sparked something in my head, is because I'm a business person, right? And you said you kind of had to learn to work together because you were friends first. Russ and I worked together and became friends. So we kind of did it the reverse of the two of you. Like, what would you recommend if two people, two friends are trying to partner together? Because we see that a lot. You know, you introduced us to Dinker's Pickleball Club. We're going to talk about them in a second. They were friends before they decided to start the company. What do you think people should talk about before diving in and being partners?
Oh, good question.
I mean, I think you have to talk about, you know, you have to, you know, I mean, it's super interesting because, yeah, it's like you have to figure out the ground rules and the rules of engagement and, you know, how each other works and what, you know, how, what the kind of environment they thrive in. And, you know, it's just, communication is so key. And if you are not aligned with each other, you can't move the company as quickly or successfully as you would like either. And so it's just being present and being aware and adapting to the other person and learning from them. And so, I mean, it's, you know, it's been a great experience in that regard, in addition to as we have been flexible and adapted the company along the way. But yeah, communication and having structured discipline check-ins, I'd say, is one of the biggest keys.
Yeah, I think that's one of Suzanne and I's greatest assets is we are totally aligned on writing everything down, watching for cues. I know her so much better than what I did 365 ago. And she does on my side as well. Cause like she was saying, our friendship was around, we went to the same school and we did, you know, a lot of like collegiate, you know, college football things in Texas, as you know, that's a really big deal. So we were navigating a storm of, okay, she's going to run the front. I'm going to run, you know, the back of the boat, and learning how to navigate that. But also like, we have to have those check-ins. Like, this gives me PTSD. We've also owned companies, but solo. Yeah. And so I'm only used to dealing with Ashley and all my 10 different personalities, right? So now she's got to jump on board. And so a lot of it is being able to watch the social cues of your partner and say, okay, she needs a moment. Ashley needs a moment.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, and so I think it's because it's a totally different relationship than, you know, like your marriage or your sister or your brother or a parent that you're having to navigate. So staying aware and staying communicative.
And niece and uncle, that's and right.
Exactly.
You're right there.
Lots of different dynamics and relationships in the pickleball world. And then you throw business onto it. And that's a lot of kind of navigating. And like you had mentioned, learning along the way. And two people that you had put us in contact with who are also friends was Doug and Blake of the Dinkers Pickleball Club. And they were so excited to share that they have been working with the two of you on their grand opening of their facility. So can you share with us a little bit on how that process went and tell us more about the grand opening? Because unfortunately, we could not attend it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you can jump in on this one.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, We've, you know, Suzanne and I do a lot of research because that's part of the job is you have to be, you know, a resource center whenever we're in pickleball. And we're always trying to figure out how to silo and pivot and how can we be an asset and all the things. So we started talking to them, God, Suzanne, probably at least 4 or 5 months ago and kind of found them through Facebook. And we're always trying to figure out the facilities. So we'll talk about that, I mean, in a moment, just how we've niche down our business development and operations and marketing media. And, you know, Suzanne just would kind of always reach out and, you know, put out a breadcrumb and we're here for you. And we found that a lot of indoor facilities and facilities in general are so focused on getting to the construction and opening the building. But as we all know, just because you build it doesn't mean they'll come. And so where we've really been able to be an asset is that 30, 60, 90 go-to-market plan. And one of our new, you know, sayings now is we're passionate about getting you strong to day one and keeping you strong on day 1,000. And the focus is just always get the tangible facility open, but no one's thinking about the playbook, the operations, the customer service, the hiring. We become, you know, therapists. And I did a video I'm sure you both saw where I'm like, have you ever heard of a professional handholder? Because that's a lot of, I mean, we do a lot of therapy and Suzanne has a life coaching degree as well. So that's a lot of it. And people just need to be heard and listened and problem solve and work these things out. So just through, again, communication and going up there and meeting them in person and kind of just dropping the twisted pickle nugget, you know, once a month, they finally reached out and we're like, okay, we get it. We're a couple of months away from, you know, opening. And that was even a little bit behind the plan. So we had to shove those 90 days into about 40 mm-hmm. and get everything ready. And so a lot of it is things, you know, on the marketing and branding side, slogans, and, you know, they had a logo, but they didn't know what to do with it. Just because you have a logo doesn't really mean much. So we had to put a slogan together and organize them and come up with a plan and a strategy, but more importantly, execution. And so I think that's, again, where Suzanne and I's communication and organization is so huge. And we have a weekly meeting with them. We're, you know, kind of teaching them the process of having their own check-in with each other. And so we then had to work on community involvement, because that's a big one. If you're going to have a tangible facility, you have to people have to know there's eyes on the brand, that they're coming to it. So then we had to get out in the community and make friends and talk to people and get involved with Chamber. And the Chamber there in Denton, Texas is amazing. Right. And had their largest ribbon cutting they've ever had last Friday. Wow.
That's
cool. And then so Friday was the ribbon cutting, and then Saturday was the grand opening, and they had over 700 people that walked in the doors for a free day of open play pickleball. And we had beginners drills. Suzanne and I like a lot of organization. So it wasn't just come in and grab a bottle of water and go play and paddle stack. We wanted some organization. So we had expo matches happening and beginners classes and intermediate drills. And I threatened all of our friends and family, so they had to come as well. And so it was an amazing day. I think by the end of it, they were both in tears, and I've never had that big of a hug from Doug than I've ever had, like, from my dad, where he's completely like arms wrap around me and he's holding my head and he's just like, I don't know where we would be without you. I'm so grateful for the both of you, you know. And we had a podcast live streaming and, you know, three different food trucks. And I mean, the team we really worked with on customer service and engagement, and it was just, we could not really have asked for it to be any better. Suzanne, any wrap up on that? Because you know me.
That covers that. You know, I mean, I just would say that while we have a framework, because we are business owners ourselves, we understand that while you may have a framework, it can't be the same recipe each time, that you really have to get to know the business owners, what their vision is, what makes them different. Because, you know, Court Wars is on in the North Texas area. It's like every other day there's new facilities opening up. And it's like, really, how do we get their identity through the brand? And it's fun, but it's hard to kind of craft that. But you know, they definitely have a unique brand now and have gone in hard into the community of Denton and love it. You know, we had 20 plus players and representatives from the University of North Texas football team. I'm going to recruit them all to play. They were all like 6'5" and taller. It was crazy. So, I mean, it was a fun event, and getting to see them enjoy it makes our job worthwhile.
That sounds such a good event, and, you know, good people. I think it's really nice. I could see the synergy between the four of you. Like, mm-hmm. you just knowing all of you now a little bit more, it's just like, yeah, that's a good team. Like, you guys can really complement each other really well. And I think, you know, for a lot of companies, they don't get the branding side. They don't get the marketing side. Like, they have a passion for pickleball. They may have some background of construction or something, but a lot of times they don't get the marketing. And I think what you brought, one of the many things that you brought, was the videography and the photography that you brought to their marketing to get ready for the grand opening. And and at the grand opening, one of the things I really enjoyed was watching the videos that you created for that event. Like, where does that come from? I know, Ashley, you have a background in that. Are you doing the videography? Are you hiring somebody? How is that process going?
Yeah. So as a video producer in my other life, you know, parallel, it's nice because now Suzanne and I have baked that into the go-to-market plan for our clients. So we've done it for, you know, prior, and then, you know, speaking specifically on Dinkers, is one of my passions in marketing is really telling the human story and the human connection and the friendship. And we all know everybody, you know, loves the brand, but to know who the people are behind the brand is so critical. And so we just make it part of the package. So, you know, they get automatic whenever they sign on with us, they get automatic social media. So I run the social channels, and then we turn around and do the videography. And then I have a videographer and a photographer named Adam Fish at Fish Photography. And we've been together for 20 years. Wow. And so I'm the producer and he does that. And then, so I just run everything, do all the director, and I write the scripts, and I do, you know, long interviews, and, you know, we film them kind of on Zoom, and then I have to piece everything together. And so that just gets baked into their contract right off the bat. So then I can go in and do a little bit of coaching for them to be easy on camera. And then everybody loves it after they're done. They're scared to death and everyone's taking shots outside. And I'm like, it's really going to be okay. I promise you. And then it's like one of their favorite things that they've, you know, gotten to do. But part of one of the passions is really making them the rock stars, so that when people do come into the facility or they get to meet somebody behind the brand, you know, they're a little bit like, oh, I got to meet Uncle Greg and Bridgie. You know, it's exciting. And I mean, that happens to Suzanne and I a lot now around town when we do things or travel, and people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I get to actually meet you guys. And that's part of the fun. So we just bring that to their contract right off the bat.
Yeah, I definitely can see how it creates like that buy-in, and people are invested from the beginning because they're also following along as these facilities are opening up. So it does kind of gain that interest early on.
Yeah.
Well, and it elevates the brand. You know, I mean, it gives a different level of professionalism, and it gives them a way to tell their story. And, you know, we look at it as the brands that we follow and are loyal to are the ones that we have an emotional attachment to. And so that's why, you know, that's such an important core when we work with any of our clients.
You do like an exploratory few sessions to kind of figure out what their brand should be and what their message should be? Or is it pretty apparent that they brought it to you and said, this is our message and we just want you to get it out there?
I mean, yes, on both. So I was just shooting Suzanne some stuff because we had a couple of brands that are coming that are like, okay, this is help I need. And actually, Greg, the pickleball bag, Epic, that I think you and I were emailing back and forth, they had contacted us. So we have a lot of people. So I don't mind doing like a kind of a quick marketing audit, but you know, you also have to be careful with stuff like that too. And so, but then to Suzanne and I, because we are researchers on the backside. So by the time that we're either in third conversation about to sign a contract, Suzanne and I know absolutely what needs to be happening on a, you know, on an obvious level with marketing and branding, because it's out and about. But then we have to walk through what's your business plan and your structure. How are you going to scale? What's your risk assessment, those types of things.
A lot. You mentioned hand-holding is one of the things, marketing is one of the things that you all offer. What other consulting services do you offer in your package for someone who may be interested in starting a business?
I mean, the great thing is we can scale up or down depending on what the client needs. You know, it's like Dinkers is a good example since we're talking about them. They had their construction and their layout and the facility plan so well thought out and really dialed in. So we were able to really focus on, okay, what are your needs? What is your budget? Let's prioritize. And then we can go from there. You know, my background is in business operations, you know, hospital leadership for years. And so you get exposed to community involvement and the financial side of things and risk mitigation and all the legal aspects. Ashley's like, I'm taking a drink now. But it is stuff that, you know, it's like the folks we work with have a passion about whatever their product is, but they may not have been exposed to all the different business risk and planning and tax management. And, you know, we have the network of people we can hook them up with and give them counsel on. And so we, you know, we can go as big or as focused as what they're needing. So business operations consulting, brand management, social media, marketing, public relations, you know, which the public relations piece is a big piece that people, you know, undervalue a lot of times. So it's been fun when you combine our backgrounds together, we can really cover the gamut of business operations.
So I'm curious, you know, when you're gathering all those resources together, is that what happens at the kitchen cabinet? I got to know, what's the story with the kitchen cabinet?
Well, you have to tell me. I perk up when people want to talk about it because I get so excited. I'm such a nerd. And it's so funny. I love telling the backstory. A friend of mine and I were coming home from a Harry Potter exhibition world that had camped in Dallas for several months. And we were both the only two nerds that wanted to go. And I kept telling her in the car, I was like, so I just have this idea about, you know, these businesses need their own board members, you know, and they need to be able to go somewhere and solve problems and talk about things and obviously network. But, you know, sometimes we get so stuck. It's the beauty of Suzanne and I is that we're such different personalities and backgrounds, but we think alike at the same time. But not everybody has that. If you're a solo business owner, or maybe it's you and your wife, and you've kind of been living in the same lane. So how do we bring an honorary board member to these pickleball owners? And so I just, it's like we kept marinating on it, and I brought it to Suzanne, and so we kept kind of mulling it over, and I was just like, hey, we're just going to have to try it. So it was a think tank I started last December. Suzanne came up with the name, which is typically how we'll go. It's like, okay, I have this idea, and I'm going to do it. And she's like, oh, okay, we're going to. She has another idea. It's going to take up more time. And I'm like, I promise it's going to be successful, you know? And so we had the first one in March, and it's called the Kitchen Cabinet, and it's a Texas-based pickleball brand owner membership. And it's really about a think tank and an idea generation. We meet bi-monthly. So the next one is in July. We had our second one in whatever month we're in. It was last month, or May. And we have about 45 people on the list now, and now we have people that reach out about wanting to attend, and it really is an invite only niche down, you know, the first 30-45 minutes we network, and I'm just kind of buzzing around and making sure everyone's got a friend and everyone's talking. And then you get to, if you're a brand and you want to be the spotlight, you get to pay for the appetizers and, you know, like coffee, water, tea type of thing. And that gives you 20 minutes in front of the board or the cabinet. And so you can show a video, and then each time is going to have a different theme. And last time was bring a problem, solve a problem. And so they brought their problem and we molded around with the cabinet, and everybody got to give their feedback and idea generation. And I think it's a way for everyone to just feel some relief. And like they're all getting a hug and we're all part of a community. And so now it just keeps kind of rolling and rolling, and now people are wanting to get involved, and I'm like, huh, you know, so so it's fantastic. I mean, it's something I'm super proud of. It's done really well. We already have the spotlight for July, and then, you know, we'll start again strong in the fall. And so anything else you want to add, Suzanne? I just am super proud of it. So thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, no, it's a fun part of what we're doing, because, you know, when Ashley was like, oh, I've got this idea, and she's talking about it, I was like, I have this vague recollection of junior high or high school history where it was like, one of our presidents had like this group of informal advisors that he would go to. I was like, I know what it was called. I remembered us sitting there, and I was like, it was called the Kitchen Cabinet because it was this group of informal advisors that is so important for any business owner to have, to be able to bounce ideas off people that you trust, et cetera. And then I was like, well, how great is that name? You know, considering it's so the sport.
It's so appropriate, right? It's crazy.
You know, and we want to be able to, you know, if somebody calls us and says, hey, I need a company that does X, that, you know, we're going directly to the owner of that business. You know, we're supporting each other. We're cross promoting each other. And we just really want it to be a group that's supportive and builds up each other's businesses. So it's been, it's been a lot of work, and Ashley has put a lot of time and effort into it, especially, and just to see where it's evolved into is very cool.
Yeah. And so even the other day I started doing like a little mini newsletter, and I started researching the best platforms for that. So I started doing shout outs to all of us. And, you know, so Dinker's got a shout out. We have another friends in Granbury that are opening up a facility. And Pickler McKinney came, and we know, you know, Ryan, who's one of the owners in that one. And so just things that I know of that people stay in touch with us about. So then it's become this shout out. And then, you know, I have another somebody that's, you know, messaging me about, hey, do you think the cabinet could all get together and we could go up to Kansas City and go to PickleCon together? And I was like, what is happening here? You know? And so I was like, yeah, it's a great idea. I'll throw it out there and see what the crew thinks. So you
get to travel. The cabinet travels.
Hopefully. I mean, Suzanne and I'll be there. I don't know about everybody else, but
yeah.
Well, it sounds like such a great idea, and that you continue to build that sense of community even greater with this new initiative with the Kitchen Cabinet. And we can totally see how much you two have grown the business of Twisted Pickle. What's in store for the next coming year for your business?
Bridgie, that's like me asking you that, girl. You've had a big last 365 as well.
She's been busy too.
We got wedding plans for Bridgie.
Exactly. But Suzanne, I was telling them that he'd come out to Nationals part one, whatever that all is going through in November. Yes. So
y'all have an open invitation to come to Texas.
Thank you.
I mean, I think for me, for the rest of 2024, and when we do the 3.0 together next year, I think we just, from my vision, is that Suzanne and I are just contenders in the game, and that people actually stop and are like, oh, you know what, we should invite Twisted Pickle into that. Because it's funny, it was one of our original talks, you know, because our mission statement's always been, you know, connecting pickleball to its people. And we didn't really know what shape and form that was going to come in, but it was the mission statement came very quick and very early, and we've stayed true to it, you know, from this last year and a half. And so when I think about that, and it's really a part of that is being a resource center, and I see that going through with Kitchen Cabinet, and that people reach out, and they reach out, you know, because obviously I'm on, Greg and I are on social media together all the time, but it's, you know, because that is the biggest resource center that you can be, is connecting everybody. And Suzanne and I are really good about going to all the events. You know, we want to be a staple in the community and go to all the MLP and, you know, support our Dallas Flash local team that's here. And, you know, so I think for me, it's like, it would just be great to be the contender and the resource center, especially because Dallas is such an epicenter with PPA and MLP being here. And, you know, that's blowing up into a million different directions with, you know, Pickleball Central and all the things. And so I think I just want us to be contenders in the game, that people are always coming to us and going, oh, we should talk to Twisted Pickle about that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, how, you know, we're always prospecting, and, you know, part of that is you never know where the next good idea or good lead or good connection is going to come from. And so I think we just continue to stay engaged and keep, you know, we're both very analytical. And so, you know, that's where things are moving so quickly, but we're able to dig in, make fact-based decisions, connect the right people, you know, and just be flexible, you know. And so it'll be exciting to see where we are, you know, when we do this next year.
Are you looking for any types of projects? Obviously, you are very familiar with doing facilities, but, you know, product lines, you know, what types of projects are you looking for? What types of projects are you not looking for? And will you go outside of Texas for your clients?
So we absolutely can go outside of Texas. You know, it's, we are, you know, we're staying pickleball focused because we think that that is a unique competitive advantage, because you're not having to pay for our learning curve to get to understand the sport. You know, if you have a pickleball product, paddle, equipment, whatever, we get it. You know, it's like we can look at it and go, okay, we exactly, you know, so we are going to stay pickleball focused because that is a competitive advantage, but we are not looking, you know, to only stay in the facilities, even though, you know, that is a sweet spot for us. We're talking to some paddle companies and some other types of brands because, you know, that gets us excited too. When we get to talk to a new company, it's always fun to go, oh, this is a different way to think about things. So
we want to come up with a paddle. Let me just be really clear with that. We just want to use our skill set to help them operationalize and scale and all the things. But yeah, the facilities are great. And like Suzanne said, it's a sweet spot for us. But again, talking to a couple of brands that also want our guidance and help, is nice, because then we can come at it from kind of a different angle, an analytical angle, and it keeps us fresh and changing and moving and, you know, kind of pushing pickleball along as well.
That's great. So let's say we've got some great listeners out there who would love to reach out for your consulting expertise. How is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
The best way to talk to Ashley on Every 5 Seconds is Instagram, which is at @twisted_pickle_. We have our, you know, Facebook page, which is Twisted Pickle. But because we're a service industry, we don't necessarily do big groupings and things, which is what, you know, Facebook loves, and events. So ours is really about, you know, Instagram, you know, the TikTok channel, all those things. But our website is www.twistedpickle.world. And that really is, I've worked hard on that website this year for the little amount of space I know about putting together websites and all the things. But I think it's a really good platform to, you know, kind of talk about what we do in its entirety. And the videos that we do on Instagram, I put on the website as well, because they are a little bit on the educational side and kind of thinking outside the box and helping people along. And then, yeah, and then it's the info@twistedpickle.world email address is always an easy one too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming back and catching us up on everything Twisted Pickle. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, Team Twisted's back together here.
Yeah, right. I'm so proud of us.
Right. So thank you very much. And for everybody that's listening, thank you for joining us. Please look up Ashley and Suzanne on, whether it's their website again, is twistedpickle.world, which I think is so cool, by the way. When you guys came up with the .world, I go, that is so perfect. And as well as on Instagram, twisted_pickle_. Don't forget the last underscore.
Yep.
So please go and contact them. If you have any ideas and you're just exploring whether you want to take the next step in creating your own company, I encourage you to talk to Twisted Pickle. They will help you in the process. And speaking of process, Bridgie and I will continue to share our journey in this pickleball crazy world that we are. And we're going to continue to share our enjoyment for the game and grow the pickleball community together. This is an example of that right now. So before we let you go, let's take a toast to the future of pickleball and Twisted Pickle. Cheers.
Cheers to you both.
And on that note, see everybody next time on Third Shot Podcast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.